7 year cycle doesn't leave much to be correct. So we're holding today on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, excitingly beginning a brand new parak, which begins with the word brand new. Reishis Hagez Noheg Ba'aretz of Chutzlaretz, right after the Chiyuv of the Matanis in the Torah, comes the Chiyuv of Reishis Hagez. Actually, there's a bit of a gap because of Reishis Begoncha, which is Truma. But the next non-Kodesh Matana, that has no Kedushas Aguf, is Reishis Hagez. And the Mishnah indeed teaches us the din of Reishis Hagez is that it's also Noheg Ba'aretz of Chutzlaretz, being as it's not dependent on the karka, so it's not a mitzvah that is tluya ba'aretz. However, we will see halacha l'maisa that we came to be semech on a shita that holds that it's not noheg b'chutzlaretz. Bifnei habayit v'shelo, bifnei habayit v'chulin, avalo b'mukdashim. The chiyuv of reishis hagez is only on a behemas chulin, just like the matanis, and not on a behemas mukdashim. In one way, the matanis are more chomer than the reishis hagez. First of all, it says min hatz min hashor min hatzon. So it doesn't matter if you have either shor. So obviously, you can't have a reishis hagez anyway from it. But real giza. But it says tzon chabadavka. So, whereas the Matanis are noegin with anything, even with a cow, and furthermore, it's bimurubal bimuat, even if you check a single animal, you have to give the Israel the chayayin the keva, but Giza is dafka, tena noeg elaber rechalot. Rechalot doesn't mean over here, use dafka. It means the min of rechalot, in other words, it's own. Veena noeg elaber bimuruba. And it's only if you have sufficient to satisfy the sense of a giza, not of a particular tzon's giza. It has to be a significant giza. We'll see where we learn that from. V'kama umiruba, what is that shiur? That is mechayev and reishis hagez. Beit Shammai omrim shtei rechalot. Sheneamar yechayet ish eglat bakar shtei tzon. It says a man can make his living from shtei tzon for his begodim. So apparently that is the shiur for the amount that is considered to be a chosh of a giza. Of course, that's a rather utopian vision, but it occurs in the context of a utopian vision. Okay. Whereas, basically, omrim, chamesh, shenemar chamesh tzon asuyot, what's called asuyot, that they're mechayev, the owner, to be oisa, a mitzvah that wasn't mechayev on up until now. Rabbi Dois ben Horkin is saying, Chamesh rechelot that are gozizot mana mana upras, which each one of these rechelot can give you 150 dinarim, in other words, a mana and a half of mana for each one, then they're chayavas bereshis hagez. But yeah, it has to be a minimum giza from every single one in order to be b'chayim. Whereas the Chachomim argue, and they say, Chamesh Rechalot indeed is correct. That we learn from the Pasuk and the Remez. But the Gozizot Koshei doesn't matter how much Giza you get from them. So we'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't mean literally Koshei. It's just that it's so different from the Shiur that was said by Rabbi Yosef ben Horkin is that they said Koshei in order to offset it. But Lamaisa, there is a Shiur in the Gemara, we'll discuss it. V'kama no tenimlo, how much is the shear of the nesina of the reishis hagez? It's not clear which one this is going on. Is it going on where you have the man of a pras, is it talking about per five? And this is more we'll discuss. V'kama no tenimlo, mishkal chamesh slaim b'Yehuda, shem eser slaim b'Galil. It has to be what will result in a weight of 5 selon. You'll see that we learn this out from the minimum shear of a beged that is royal shelus, the avnei. Tzmor will learn this out of the posuk from the lamed b'shoreis, which is the justification for giving him the giza. And that requires five shloim in Yehuda, which in the Galil, where there was a depreciation of the weights, would be the equivalent of Esther shloim, of the Giza, after it will go through, which you're not looking to put it through, but after it will go through the washing process, miluban, which will take off a lot of the weights, a lot of the weight of the Giza is as dirt. So miluban, velot so'i, not filthy, and kidei la'asot imenu beged katan. A shirt would be sufficient to make a small beged. Shema titein lo, shebo kidei matana, that would be something that has the chashivut of nitina. Lo yispik litnolo hachet tzava'o, if before handing it over to the kohen, the owner puts it through a dye vat, then he's kainet b'shinui, and it becomes a case of rechitzas mazik matnei skuna. Basically, he stole them, it was kainet with a shinui. And then, now he's not chayav anymore. Potem rishis again. What's that? Doesn't matter. We said before, it's a chloik. It doesn't depend on the gzolos. It depends on mukhurais or on nizokos. So here, that's it. It's already no longer royal in Asina, because it's not the thing that he can make his beged shamus out of. Can you imagine he's going to go around with a pink avne? I mean, come on. So therefore, he would be potter. But if he was a libno, if he went ahead and he cleaned it, so now it's all white, which wasn't his business to do, the loads of, then he would still be chayav, because that's certainly not considered to be a shinui. All you did was take off the dirt. No, I went out of my way to make it clear that he has to give him the amount that, if it will be miluban, which is not his business to do, would equal chomei shloim, in order to avoid this problem. Eizeu chacham aroet anulat. Halokeach geiz tzono shalovet kochavim patur mireishis hageiz. If you buy from a goy the geiz tzon, according to most Rishonim, is even while it's still on the animals by the rights of the geiz, and now you go ahead and you geize it, you still patur mireishis hageiz. In other words, not a function of the one who acts out the geiz. Halokeach geiz tzono shel chavero, and if you buy a friend's gizah that has already been gazuz, so who's responsible? So im shiyer hamocher chayav, im shiyer rather hamocher chayav. If the seller was mishayer for himself, so he still has tzon now of his own that he's going to be taken care of, so then he's the one that's responsible. Because normally you don't sell the chaylik that's chayav for the kohanim. That's part of what you take care of. But if he wasn't mishayer anything for himself, lo shiyer, then alokeach haya. Hayu lo shnei minim. Suppose you had two types of tzon that were easily identifiable. One was shachuf, and one was laban. So shachufot with grayish colored tzon and white colored tzon. So then machar lo shachufot avalo labanot. Or if he had two types of tzon, one which was a chalim, which had a very thicker hair, and therefore the wool is not as fine. And he also had nekevot. So if he sold his harim, avalon nekevot. In both of these cases, each one is viewed as a separate gezer. So it appears from the Mishnah. Lamaisa, the Gemara is going to end up redefining this Mishnah in a completely different way. But zenotin la'atzmo, zenotin la'atzmo. But there, since each gezer was separate, the meicher and the lekeach give separately. Since the Gemara, you say the mukdashim, there's no chiyuv of brachos hageiz. Just like by mukdashim, there was no chiyuv of matanis. My time alone. On makrot senecha, reishis goes senecha. Senecha is lo tzon hagdash. If you told me if it wouldn't have said that, I would have said you have to give reishis hageiz from hagdash. Well, what's the case? Time to kazrak one at senecha. Alaba ki avamina kutchu kayem reishis hageiz. It's an issue of your rights to do giz on even if you've been prayed at it. What could it possibly be referring to? Allah b'nei giza ninu? D'chsiv alota goes b'chor tzonecha? No, that's kachim izbeach. Even kachim izbeach hachinami. Hachim, I eskinem b'kachim berek habayi. Kachim berek habayi is, you're allowed to be gozit. You are? The Amar of Eliezer, kachim berek habayi is asurim b'gizim avayda. That's only mid rabbonah. So since it's on Rabbanan, the Mishnah reads like this. And Sarkadaita Kamina, somebody who was over on the Rabbanan, and he went ahead and he did the Giza Hankarchev Vedekabayas. So I would have thought, Hail Umidi Raisa B'nei Giza Nino. Since this is called Giza Minatera, so Hekar Gazas Lay, if he went ahead and he did it, so then he should be Chayiv. What takes off the key of the Raisa? Comes along the stair to say Tzenecha, this is not considered to be yours, it's considered to belong to Hegdash. Says the Gemara, well, I don't understand. How could you possibly be chayev to give the Giza that doesn't belong to you? See, you were magish at Solomon. So now you should go steal the Giza and give it to the Kohen. What do I need a pasuk for? About Kaddish law. It isn't his to give. Well, it's just like that. I mean, I live frank basically. I would have thought, notice, we went to the same discussion, Lagabe the Matanet. So I would have thought, okay, maybe I should go now and be paid to it, and I should have to give it. Why not? What do you mean, why not? You can't be paid it. I'll buy a mod of our offer. Even though this Giza is currently not alive, but since it comes from a Kiddusha that was put on a Behemoth, Torah says when you're going to be paid a behema or parts of a behema, it would require Amud of Arocha. V'emidol ifnei HaKohen. Where's the Amud of Arocha? Shayach on the Giza. You can't stand it up because it's not a lie. It's better to stand. So, hey, Nichol, the man, Yomakot, Shevedek, Abayis, lo, hayu, bichlal, Amud of Arocha, fine. If you hold, we saw this, Bachlokis, before, if you hold that there is no Chiva, Bahamud of Arocha, on Kot, Shevedek, Abayis, then I can say, okay, here's the case. If it wouldn't be for Tzonecha, I would have said that if somebody takes a Tzon of Berek Abayis, which is also Begitza Min Rabbanan, and he goes and he shears it, he's Mechuyev to go and to be paid to it and give, to pay to the Giza, and to give the coin, the Reish Zagiz, Kamash V'lan Nefotik Tzonecha, V'lan Tzon Shal Hegdash, that's not your Chiyev. But what about according to the man, the Amar, who holds that Hayu, that Kachi Berek Abayis are included in the din of Amor of Arocha? Ma'ik Alamina, why do we need the Pasuk of Tzonecha? Omer Emoni Bar Patish Mishum Rebbe Anai. Very simple. Hocha B'magdish B'em Tola Berek Abayis Chutz Migito Teha. It's talking about that the animal indeed belongs to Hegdash, but the Giza belongs to you. So Salka da Atech Amina Ligzos Velaisiv. I might think, okay, so then if I do my Giza, my own animal, so to speak, or my own Giza, my own rights, on a Hegdash animal, maybe I would have to go and lazily, I'd have to give it to the Kohen. Therefore, Makrot Sonecha. It doesn't depend on who it is that owns the Giza. It depends on its own. Of course, this was the Chaymer by the Matanis and the Rachis Agay. This was Gufa. The closing of the previous pasuk, the previous parak, where we determine that it goes according to the chiyuva, is bidei mi. Comes along here to say, no, it goes according to the animal. Whose son is it? It's Hekish's son. If the Giza is yours, then you're not mechuyev. And that's why we need the pasuk. So, then why did you say it's talking about Berek Abayis? You say the same thing as Kachim Mizbeach. Can't you say that somebody was magish its son for the Mizbeach? Chutz mi Giza. And I mean, why did we have to get into the Berek Abayis business before? So you have to catch him his bear, Nami? Nah, catch him his bear. Catch him his bear. If you shear the sheep, kachash. You weaken the sheep. There's always an element of weakening when he goes. It's like you shouldn't show him a haircut. I mean, the poor guy was decimated. The sheep, if you're going to shear it, it's going to be lessened in its kayach, which is taking away from anger. Oh, no, wait a minute, that's the case, and we're back to Berek Abayis again. You got yourself in trouble? So then, Kutcher Berek Abayis Nami Kachashi? So how, even if you would have kept the Giza for yourself, now you haven't explained how we had a right to do the Giza. You would have needed to be paid of that piece again, now you need Amor of Arocha. You're back to the same problem. But it's talking about that he said, Chutz mi Giza v'krisha. So in other words, I magdish this animal to Berek Abayis, but I retain the Giza, plus the part of the animal that is mitkacheshet in my being gozer. Oh, so then why not do that by kachim mizbeach? So then kachim mizbeach nami, you could say the same thing. It doesn't matter. Because by kachim abenek abayis, we have the din of poshta kedusha bekula. So over there, Afilachi Pashta Bekedusha Bekula. Kedusha, once it's chal on a dova, the Shem Neshama Tluyaba, and of course, I mean, it's the whole animal, Ein Lecha Dova Shem Neshama Tluyaba, Yoytsu Mizeh. So the whole animal is Kedusha Bekedusha Mizbeh. So what do you want to do? You want to be Meshayer, something which is this extra kichush. You can't do that. Because Pashta Kedusha Bekula. And his Pashtas is only a din in Kedusha Mizbeh, not in Kedusha Kabbai. Because that it's a function of Kedusha Nagus. Mimela, we have to limit it to Kedusha Bet HaGabayis, but in Kedusha Bet HaGabayis we can find the case where you left the Gizah for yourself, but the chain is chain Hekish, Kamash Mon Tzon Echa, V'lo Tzon Shal Hekish.
Pashta didn't go onto the Gizah itself. Pashta,
maybe now that we come on to Pashta Bekula, the whole thing is bought now, the whole discussion could be bought. You can't bring a riot from here. Yeah, we can't see. You can't bring a riot from here. Afilo alki parsh the kedusha bekula. We know tema. The Amar Rabbi Yosi. Valo b'mugdashim. Ha'imer raglash azor ola kula ola. You hear the machlokas. This is taken from the Gemara in Tzmura, where there's a machlokas as to whether it's possible to be maimer by Eivorim. So Rabbi Yosi, time is Rabbi Meir. Well, I mean, if you would try to do this, let's say you would say raglash azor ola. So the Kedusha would be Mishparshet is the Kula. So if you're going to be Maimer in an Aver, it should be the equivalent of being Maimer in a Shlema, because after all, it's going to be Parshet the Kula. To do it tomorrow. This Aver should be in place of the Kedusha on this animal. Right? Or this Aver on the Kenegat Avarim, and that the Mishnah says both. Ein Mevirim lo Avarim be Avarim, lo Avarim be Shlemim, and so on. So Rabbi Yosi Tainez would be Porchetes. And Rabbi Meir, even though Rabbi Meir argues over there, he only argues on the case of Ragla Shozuayla, because it's not a Dovash and a Shamas Uyuba. But Afila Rabbi Meir, Demre Ein Kula Ayla, Hani Mili Dakish Dovash Ein and a Shamas Uyuba. So there, it's different. So that's why it isn't Mitpashet. Mashain came over here. It would be, in fact, the actual Behemoth itself that was Kodesh, just the geese that you're trying to leave out. Over there, it says, of course, it's totally Neshama Dabash and Neshama Tliyaba. The whole thing would be Kodesh, and the male of the Kedusha would be Mishpashet, even on the geese, the Halach Alamayas. I mean, we can't prove it from here, but that's Halach. So, therefore, in this case, I need to talk about Dafka Kedusha Berakabayas. Otherwise, the whole thing wouldn't make sense. And now I understand why I need something. Rava says, what's the problem? Why can't you be talking about that? That you take the Giza and you're magish the Giza, not the behemoth. So if you're magish the Giza atzma, do you tie it? I understand. If you're magish the Giza belongs to Hekis, so how can you give it? Oh, so Sakataita Kamina leaves things for me for Kalaisa. I might think since I was gazing the stone, so I should now have to pay Hekish for the pidyon. Over here it's not Shaykh Hamad of Arafa. Because I was never Magdish an animal. There's no din of Hamad of Arafa. If I Magdish a barrel to Hekish, there's no din of Hamad of Arafa. Over here I was Magdish Giza alone. So I should have to go now to be paid it and to give it to the Kohen. Makra. Therefore it says, Geis Tonechati Tenlo, you give him, that's not from the Tonecha. It's the Tetemo. In other words, the Misha no Bakutsa ela Giziza Venatina. Yatza Zeshamakutsa Giziza Pedia Venatina. This is far that we've seen numerous times. That you cannot include in a Kiev where the Torah puts two pu'ulot one after the other, you cannot include Kiyuvim which require an intermediate pu'ulot. So over here it says Giza Venatina, and that's not Shaya because it's not mine to be nice in. So the Meheka Teitzadai would be hired now to go and to be paid up. The Torah says the only place I'm tired is if it goes directly from the Giza to the Netina. But it means that according to Rava, I'm not learning out from Tzonecha. So what indeed do I need Tzonecha for? The Tzonecha, the Mayata, the Kiritanya. Behemata Shutafim, Chayav Bereshit Hagez, Rabbi Eloi Poter. Rabbi Eloi holds that if two people own an animal, and they do the Giza b'shutafut, neither of them are chayav. There's no chayav b'chlal reish lagez. What's the svara? If it is not a svara, Igufa learns out of this pasuk. My time in Rabbi Loi, omakrot sonecha lashon yachid, v'lo shon shutafut, because then it would have to be sonechem, And therefore the Torah goes out of its way to tell me you have to be the sole owner. Huh? So why only Rabbi Loi? That's a pasuk. Why don't the Rabbanan agree? Rabbanan say, yes, it's sonachav below. Below shetafut shel akum. First thing you have to learn is that the shutvus of someone who isn't a mitzvah potters the whole thing. But well, how can you use it straight out to make a leap to tell me any shutvus potters, even if both people would be chayav on their own? What's the damage? Each one is tonecha. Each shutvus, I'm speaking individually, you take from your half, I'll take from his half. By the akum, I understand that there you can't sit because the tonecha is sof-kosof telling me something. See, I'm a chayav at all, he potters the whole thing. Rabbi Loi, that's a good point. How does Rabbi Loi have a right now to leap to shutafut in general? Shutafut al vet yachavi minolai. So how does he know if he's not using? He's obviously not using tonecha for that, because tonecha he appears to have left over to tell me not even a shutafut of a Jew. He must have learned the shutafut of an akum from somewhere else. Where he says very simple, the beginning of the pasuk says. So it means the Torah is comparing, now it's making a heckish between Reshit Hagez and Reshit Hadagan, which is Truma. So the same way that the Ganecha is yours and not Akum, that's the first limud. We have two words over here that insist on a Loshen Yachid and not Shutafut. So the first one is the Ganecha Velo Shalavikachavim. The second one now is left over of Tzomecha v'lo shutafut of any kind, even of Yisrael. Makes a lot of sense. Rabbanan say no. Because if... No. We'll get to that. Rabbanan, Reishit, you're right. If the Torah would have said, Reishit digancha tiroshcha yitarecha v'geis tzomecha. Fine. So then it's comparing all of them. But if it starts all over with a new Reishit gaze, so then you don't have a right to apply the ganecha to the gaze. So if I now only have one pasuk. I have one pasuk in each mimer. And this is why we need to address it separately, by the way. Your issue. In other words, there's clearly, because there's other issues involved when it comes to truma, which we'll have to address separately, such as Yeshkin Yimeyakim Laskim Yimeyakim and so on. So therefore, over here, it's Lo Shetafut Akum comes in Reshit Gancha, and I have to start over again, when it's Reshit Hagez is also to be Mavkia, a Shiva from Reshit Pesavan Akum. Rabbi Loi says, yes, but it says V'Reshit Gancha. So the Vav sticks it back together, in which case the Gancha should be now Motzi Akum, and the Tzonecha is Motzi Yisrael B'Shutvus. So the Vav, how there are they? And the Rabbanan say, oh, come on, but man, so then Lo Nifta Rabbanan, Lo Vav, Lo Reishis. How do you say that? It says Reishis. Ah, but that's confusing. So then it says Vav. I mean, so then don't do it at all. Rabbi Loi says, Rabbi Loi, what do you mean don't do it at all? I can't put together Reishis the Gancha with Gates Tzonecha. Reishis the Gancha that didn't kedusha. Zara's not allowed to eat it. I'm going to mix the two sugyas together, Reishis the Gancha and Gates Tzonecha, as if there's a kedusha in the gates. So I separate it. So I'm separating it out, Lagabi the Alok of Kedusha. Reishis the Gancha, Reishis Gates Tzonecha. Now, in order to make it clear to you, however, the dinim of Shutvus are the same b'zeh u'b'zeh, so I put in the Vav now to be ma'aribis. And therefore, since I did high kedushat damim, so to speak, it's only a question of monetary value, but high kedushat haguf, so to speak, we're using this sort of as a borrowed term from Exodus, but it has actual kedusha in it because of the dinim of Yisra Achila of Truma. So therefore, pasiklu, I had no choice but to split the pasik into two. And then I put it together to make clear this halacha. You know what? Maybe a whole different approach over here, by the way. The question about the Rabbanan itself could be the pshat like this. That maybe Enochinam, that Shutvus, Ovid, Bechon, Betrum, and the Rabbanan, Ophila, Machai, maybe indeed when it comes to the shutus, megabe, the goncha, you can't say, according to the Rabbanan, it's not arguing the question of hadar arve and so on and so forth. According to the Rabbanan, ein achinami, a goy who is b'shutfut with you, is in fact not able to take off the chiyuv of truma from you at all. Because remember that when it comes to the goncha, we have a completely different meaning in Rashi's the goncha. The goncha means digun. It refers to an act of piling up the grain, which is the dover that's behind of you at that point of taking off truma. And from there we can learn not velo shutafut akum, but velo digun akum. So that the akum is the one who now piles the grain up, that's not the dover that's behind of you, the cloth. And yes, and the truth is, if you think about it, there's two completely different issues involved over here, because it's a different type of shutafut. When you're a shutaf in the gaze, I cannot separate out the parts that are the akum and the parts that are the Yisrael. Now, same thing, a shutafut in grain is by definition, but the whole idea is that it's separatable. A giza holds together and it's meant to be used together. The grain is like liquid, so to speak. And by this thing, you split it anywhere you want. I mean, so over there, it makes sense. We're not talking about the etzem shutafut of the akum. We're talking about the question of the digun of the akum. Over there, each one by akum. I mean, otherwise we could split it evenly. So what it's coming to tell me over here is that miruach, the tikkun, in other words, the miruach, the flattening out of the grain pile, is called the digun. And that pula is called miruach. So it's coming to tell me that the miruach of an akum is partial. What does that have to do with the question of shutafut? Bichlal? So then if an owner who does the miruach is an akum, he wouldn't be makliyah. But it's not coming to tell me a din in the etzem shutafut itself. That's one possibility. The other possibility is good for the one that you raised, which is velo shel akum. It's kufa coming to tell me the yesh kinyan le akum lafkiyam yimaisur. But then that has nothing to do with shutfus. That's through the ikar halach. If a guy was the one who was painted this field, now I'm the guy who does the digun. I buy the rights to go to grain and so on. So I become now a renter of this field. Yesh kinyan le akum and eretz yisrael shmi mafkiyam. That itself is a chiddush. It has nothing to do with shutfus. So I'd have to have that kiddush too. So either one of these kiddushim is that I learn out from digun, from the goncha, doesn't leave me any room to learn out the lord shutafut akum, where I own the land. I'm going to take a shutaf in the growing. Why should I say that's possible?
Because there's a new shutaf. So it's a land or
it depends how you learn it. If you learn that the ownership of a goy is actually matkiya the tiyah from Eretz Yisrael, so then fine, that it would be a shutafus in the growth. If you learn that it's only the miruach of the akum that's market, yeah, but that's my focus. So in other words, we want to leave this open according to either pshat, but we can leave it open. So therefore, I don't have a problem. The rabbanan taina your chayit. And therefore, if you have now sown the car, what are you going to use it for? Sown the car, velot sown shal Yisrael. You have to use it sown the car, velot sown shal akum. Therefore, you don't have the extra pasuk according to him. Mashenken, if according to Rabbi Eloy, the shutfus of an akum is good for learning from the first part of the pasuk, now I have this open. So maybe the Rabbanan are mechayev shutfus akum, the Tani Yisrael, the Ovik Tochavi. Shalakhu sadeh v'shutafut. What you're left with is tevah v'kulin mu'rabim zebezeh. Even after the chalukah, each one of them gets basically a mixture of piyuv uptur, which means that you cannot use your chalik to pater something that you have elsewhere, because your chalik is comprised of both piyuv uptur. You'd have to take both as much, twice as much. Right. And then you have the question, which part of it is chulin, which part of it is mice? So to be potter, you'd have to take mice from somewhere else on it. Because say, okay, 50% of this I know is not mine, so to speak. So therefore you have basically a mixture that is tevo and a mixture that isn't. Okay. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel, amen. Shel Yisrael Chayav. But no, once you do the chalukah, yesh breira, and each one gets his own. So I can't plead in Ramasav yesh breira, Ramasav ain't breira. You see that over there, both Shitas, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel agree that be'etzem there's a fear to take off Trumas HaMaaser. The only question is, can we be mevarer which chelik is chayav, which chelik is potter? But the shutafut per se did not potter me. It just confuses me. You have to determine which part is mine. And Rashi points out, even according to the Machlokas, Lagabe, if you have a mixture of Chodesh and Yashan, let's say. So can you take out Mineu Vei? Is it mixed properly? Do you consider it to be mixed completely? So if I prorate it, so now I'm prorating the Chodesh ala Chodesh Shabbat and the Yashan ala Yashan Shabbat. Or the same thing on a different meaning. Can I prorate it and say each mean now goes on? So it's a machlokas whether it mixes evenly. Can you rely on it's mixing evenly? But over here, it's a conceptual mixture. It's not a physical mixture. Every molecule is owned both by the Akram and by me. There's certainly no problem of prorating. Rashi's bothered by those who say, Mamela, there's no way to be misakinist. You want it. There's certainly a way to be misakinist. To either be misakinist, I take it somewhere else. You can be misaccurate by prorating it. So you take double. So in other words, the amount in here, which is the part that's mine, I'm taking off. Obviously, you can't take off an abtur halachim. You take off an achim halachim. So now, according to the Rabbana, there'd be no problem. But you know what? It could be the whole thing, the cloud. We might have gone up a blind alley over here in creating a machlokas about whether we have two miyutim, digantha, and so on. It could be we don't have two miyutim. Maybe Rabbi Eloi agrees that the first part has nothing to do with the second part, because the first part, the Torah was matzik with reishis, and above made yismar. Could be that according to Rabbi Eloi, it's very simple. Maybe Rabbi Eloi learns both out of Tzonacha. Because he says, what? Shuk is better over my time. Well, why is the Torah telling me that the ship is his potter? Even your chelik. It's not clear which is yours. So then ship is the Yisrael, now you're going to Yachtelay. So then the same thing is over here. Where is your chelik? To which Rabban is saying, but come on, that's crazy. I mean, what right do you have to say that that's the reason? I mean, Ovid Yachavim is Lav Bar Kiyomahu. It's a different issue. It's that it's mixed with someone who doesn't have a chiyuv and mitzvah. Maybe that's the point. Whereas Yisroel, Barka Yogo, but it could be that that's what they're arguing on. In the logic of the Lima, not whether we actually are married with the first Lima from the Gansa. Omar Rava made a Rabbi Eloi the Truma. You should know that Rabbi Eloi agrees that when it comes to Truma, Shutvis is Chai. It says the same word, Digancha, which is Lashon Yachid. And you might think that means davka loshin yochid yitcha'im b'shitafut lo. But the Torah says trumotechem. The trumotechem is Kufa coming to tell me, don't make that mistake. Katav rakmana trumotechem. So then why did it say digancha? So digancha mamalik. No, that's the mute shitafutta of it kuchomet. There, in Afinami, there's a makalik between a shutfis, which is a samlo miyakidle, which is chayim, and the shutfis is someone who's on a b'chayim and mitzvah. Because I'm an extra pasuk. And what about chala? Also, chala apagav d'chiv reishis, in which case I might think, let's learn out reishis from reishis agay. Ma'ala alam, just by reishis agay, shutfis not. Afkan shutfis not. Therefore, it says reishis arisotechem. Arisotechem lashon rabim. What do you mean? Only that's the only reason? Time to call d'chiv arisotechem. If it wouldn't be for that, you're trying to tell me a lot of you haven't been a nail of Rashi's again, that you should be potter. Why? Why wouldn't I learn out Rashi's from Truma? Rashi's from Truma, I already saw, since it says by Trumotechem, so it doesn't mean like, okay, shoot that foot. If I have a chance to learn the Kolo L'Chumra, so I learn out L'Chumra. What right would I have to say it means to be application? Shoot this. You're right. Sorry. Achinami. Fine. Yeah, when it comes to indeed to the din of learning out from Reishis, you're right, 100%. I wouldn't have thought to learn that from Reish Sagez. I don't need Ari Sotechem to tell me by Kala not to learn from Reish Sagez. True. Okay, so then Ari Sotechem, if I would have learned it out from Truma, so why do I need Ari Sotechem? Tell me, I already would have been able to learn the Reishis from Truma. Whether it's Reishis Ari Sotechem, or whether it's Reishis Begon Katsirosh Kavitareva. And not from Reishis Geis Tomecha. So why do I need Ari Sotechem to tell me that even a Shutfis is Chayiv if I know that already from Truma? So what's Ari Sotechem? Ari Sotechem Lamali. Ah, right. Ari Sotechem tells me the Shiur, that you're Chayiv Mechala. Ari Sotechem needs to tell me, Kidei Ari Sotechem, the Shiur of the Arisa, which was said in the Midbar, which was Aymar Lagul Goyle, which we, when you work it out, comes out to 43/8, and it's a little fraction. So over there is the shiur of the chiyuv of Reishis Arisa Vechem, to be taken from out of an Arisa Samidbar. Now by Teya, it also says Sadecha. So therefore you would think, I forgot this is Sadecha, you would think that means the Chayim Shikafut Lo, according to the logic of Rabbi Loi. Nonetheless, it says Beferish, so then why does it say Sadaqa Lamali? That's the Mutishit Vasakhu, just like we said before by Truma. How about Bechor? Well, Abagai Bechit Kola Bechor Asher Yivaleh Bibikorecha Lashon Yachid Ubitzonecha Lashon Yachid, which I might think would mean Tidach in the Shitafutlo, only your own personal Bechor. No, Katav Rachmana. Uvchorod bikarchem mitzonechem, so memela bitzachiev on al rabbi. So why does it say bikarcha? Why does it say tzonecha? Lamali? Lubutei shetifut al bikarchem. In the chinami, there shetifut al bikarchem patters, shetifut al doesn't patter. How about mezuzah? By mezuzah it says beisecha, uvisharecha. That's an individual. So beitcha, mezuzah beitcha, ditcha in shetifut lo. But then it continues on saying, "Lamani b'yimechem, yimevenechem." So it's Lashon Yochid, all of you. So then why does it say Beitcha, Lamayata? Yeah, but then there'd be no point in saying all those that are men from the Chiyuv of Mezuzah. Vela Beitcha Lamayata, like it a Rava. Yomar Rava, Beitcha is Derech Biatcha. That gets us back to the right leg that we were discussing yesterday. The Derech Biatcha min hayimim. So since you generally are Eiker, the regal of Yamin first, so therefore you put the mezuzah on the right side of the door. That's why it says Bitcha. Meiser, says Maaser Degancha, which you might think means only yours, and not of a Shitvis, but it says Maaser Techem. So then why does it say Maaser Degancha, Lamayata? The Mutei Shutafut Ovek Kochavim. Matanot, Hafagav Dekos Rachmona Vinatan Lakohim. Which is Lashon Yachin, and Ikala Meimar, we should learn that out to the same Lashon from Reishis Hageis, Netina. You know, there means Mamish, that if there's a Shutfus even in the ownership of the sheep, so it's Potter, Shutfus Lo, Afkan Shutfus Lo, from Benatan Lakohen, because Rachamonim is Zobche Hazevach, Zobche Lashon Rabbi. So, in other words, even if there's more than one person, he's telling me time, because Rachamonim is Zobche Hazevach, it's not for that. I would have thought that the Matanis would be part because I'm learning out the Nasa from Reish Lageis. Why can't I learn out from Truma? Truma I know is high. The name of the Truma. And I would learn out the Churma. Yeah. You're not going to have me right. And the Meitzuchia Zemach Lomali. Why do I need Meitzuchia Zemach? Ah, remember? For Rava. Rava said before, Zuchia Zemach Hadinim Ataba. That it's from the one who's doing the act of the Shita that Chayav. All right, there's a lot more of these, but we'll finish them as Rav Hashem tomorrow. That was quite a little trick you pulled this morning. Never made it to that one.
God.
He's a deer.